Hi, I'm Ben.
And I'm Caroline.
Welcome to Our Health Podcast.
Let's Talk Health, where we talk about health in order to get a good grade.
What's up, Caroline?
What's up, Ben?
Do you know what today is?
I do not know what today is. What is today?
Today is the final episode of Our Health Podcast.
The final episode of Let's Talk Health with Ben and Caroline. I hope everyone's enjoyed. This has been fun.
Yeah, I really do too. It's sad to see it go. It's been a good semester or quarter of making podcasts. I've enjoyed it, but we cannot go out without a bang. And today we're talking about some pretty embarrassing stuff, but it needs to be talked about. We're talking about the most commonly transmitted sexually transmitted diseases. We're going to throw in transmitted twice there because it is important. We're also talking about prevention, testing, and treatment.
All right, so let's just jump right into it, I guess. All right, we're going to start with
the definition
of a sexually transmitted disease, otherwise known as an STD, which is what you'll hear us use. This is an infection that's transmitted through sexual contact caused by bacteria, viruses, and or parasites. There's over 25 known STDs, and the most common are chlamydia, genital herpes, HPV, gonorrhea, hepatitis B, syphilis, and trichomoniasis. And out of those most common, the four that are actually curable are going to be syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, and trichomoniasis.
Wow, those are some pretty scary facts. Now, I've got some facts about syphilis for you. When diagnosed and treated in its early stages, syphilis is easy to cure. Syphilis is treated with penicillin, and sexual partners should be treated as well. And that's with any STD. If you are diagnosed with an STD, you should tell your sexual partner, and they should be tested just in case. And it's important to be treated because syphilis will not normally go away on its own, and it can cause serious health problems if it is left untreated. Eventually, untreated syphilis can cause damage to the brain, eyes, heart, nerves, bones, joints, and liver. You can also become paralyzed, blind, or even lose feeling in your body. And the scariest fact to me is that there are many STDs that are completely asymptomatic.
Speaking of that, ways to get tested, a blood sample, usually from a blood draw or finger prick, is how a doctor will test for STDs in there if you go to see a doctor. But you can also do this at home. Some of the benefits of home testing are that you're able to collect the sample in the privacy of your home without the need for a pelvic exam or the actual office visit. Moving on to a little bit of prevention here. To avoid getting an STD, practicing abstinence is the number one way to prevent it, obviously, because, I mean, that's just, like, pretty straightforward. And having protected sex, being with fewer partners, and getting vaccinated are also really good ways to prevent this. In the getting vaccinated part of that, there are only a couple that you can actually be prevented through a vaccine. Those are going to be HPV, hepatitis A, and B. And yeah, those are the only three, so be careful.
Wow, pretty crazy. If you can get the vaccine, I would definitely recommend getting the vaccines for those STDs because you do not want them. And there is more than one way to get tested for STDs, including the urine, a swab inside the mouth, a swab from the genitals, a swab from the urethra for guys, and in the cervix for girls, and a swab of the discharges from your source. And the most dangerous viral STD is the human immune deficiency virus, more commonly known as HIV, which leads to AIDS, and there is no cure for AIDS. So that's kind of not good. And viruses such as HIV, genital herpes, human papillomavirus, and hepatitis cause STDs and STIs that cannot be cured. That is indeed, so just make sure you're careful.
Exactly. And nearly all sexually active men and women will have an HPV infection at some point in their life. It's really just a matter of
how quickly
you get treated, or if you're vaccinated.
Neither did I.
Exactly. Yes, it is. And finally, my personal favorite here. Men who have sex with men have the highest rate of syphilis. So, I just think it's funny. Like, I wouldn't have thought that, and I don't know why.
Yeah, so make sure you get that vaccine, folks. Vaccine is important. Now, may I ask why that is your favorite fact? Funny. Neither would I. I definitely think it's interesting. I wouldn't have thought that either. Wow. So that was it. Our final episode. Oh my God, Dad.